The Gold King mine spill released millions of gallons of toxic water into the San Juan River in 2015. Utah settled a lawsuit with the federal government over the spill last week. But as KUER's Kate Gretzinger reports, Navajo families who live along the river are still waiting for their day in court.
Steve Benally lives in Halchita, a community on the northern edge of the Navajo Nation in San Juan County. Benally's home has running water, unlike many on the reservation, but it comes directly out of the San Juan River. And in the weeks following the Gold King mine spill, there was a shortage of clean water in his community.
They told us not to be using water, which we had stored. Try not to use it for gardening or to water your shade tree, or use it too much laundry washing or vehicle washing.
Benally lost his garden that year and spent a lot of time hauling water from Bluff, 30 minutes away. Now he is one of over 300 Navajo residents who live along the San Juan River who are suing the federal government and the mining companies responsible for the spill. Kate Furlick is one of the lawyers handling the group's case.
The Gold King mine spill happened 5 years ago, and basically these folks are being ignored.
That's certainly how Benally feels. He submitted a claim to the Environmental Protection Agency, which was responsible for the spill, in 2017. His claim was rolled into a lawsuit in 2019, with the 300 or so other plaintiffs. But he hasn't heard from his lawyer in months.
So now we're just kind of like sitting in the dark. And a lot of people just kind of gave up on it. That's their attitude now.
The lawsuit is still pending. It's in the discovery or information gathering phase right now. And Furlick says she expects it could go to trial sometime next year. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.